Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shampoo.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
A weekend?
It was a good weekend. I've just been sick the past few days, so we're doing tonight's broadcast on Dayquil and that fake pseudoephedrine.
Dayquil.
And Dayquil and all that good stuff. All that good stuff out there that's supposed to keep you functional and all that. So, hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. You know me, Betty, your lovable artificial intelligence unit. Well, listen up. My butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast of Chicago, Tampa, Shyamba Radio, episode 36. New devices bring joy? For Monday, March 7th, 2016. More on that later, and now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Hey, thanks, Betty. Well, your current Tampa weather at Tampa Vandenberg Airport, KVDF, which I still think sounds like a sexually transmitted disease, is partly cloudy and 70 degrees Fahrenheit or 23 degrees centigrade for you Canadians out there, because I know you're still here because I've ran into a few of them over the weekend. The humidity is currently 47% with a wind speed of 6 miles an hour out of the east, and the barometer is 30.22 inches. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 56. East southeast winds 5 to 9 miles an hour. On Tuesday, you can expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 80 and winds about 5 to 13 miles an hour with gusts as high as 18 miles an hour. Ooh. And then Tuesday night, partly cloudy with low around 60. East southeast wind 6 to 10 miles an hour. And then on Wednesday, you can expect mostly sunny with a high near 83. Wow, it's going to be beautiful on Wednesday. Southeast wind 7 to 16 miles an hour. But it's going to be a little gusty, folks. So it's going to be like you're going to get 24 mile an hour wind gusts on Wednesday. So don't go out with your parasol. And now, Joe, it's off to you for the Chicago weather.
Wow. Thank you, Anthony. There we go. We got good levels there, folks. Hey, everybody. It is currently 59 degrees at Chicago's Midway KMDW. Humidity is 62%. Wind speed is south 12 miles per hour. Barometer is 29.85 inches. Dew point is 46. Visibility, it's pretty clear out there, folks. It's 10 miles. Tonight, it will be cloudy. And Tuesday, it's going to be slightly rainy. Chickens. Tuesday night, 80% chance of rain. Chickens, definitely. And Wednesday, 60% chance of showers. Get this, folks. So tonight's low is 52. Is 52. Tomorrow's high is 63.
It's not bad.
We are in some nice weather, folks. So, yeah, we're going to get some rain, but you know what? It's spring. We will take it. And that is your latest Chicago weather.
All right. Well, fantastic.
Oh, wow.
What?
You know, you operate in the podcast world for 36 episodes and you still have learning curves, I swear.
What happened?
Well, I slid the slider on the mixer, but didn't realize that I should have been sliding the volume on the VLC media player.
Ooh.
That is what controls the output.
Well, you know, sometimes our outputs are a little bit tighter than our inputs and so on and so forth. So it looks like you guys are getting some decent weather finally.
Yes.
And I don't know, did you think that the time change was this weekend?
Time change is
next weekend.
It's the following weekend.
I know. I thought it was this past weekend. I woke up on Sunday thinking I had to change all the clocks an hour ahead.
No, you know, it's weird. It's like somehow you just know.
No, I saw a Facebook post. That's why I did it.
Well, I don't know. It's just like the computers know. There's like an alert on my phone that's got a calendar entry.
Oh, does it? You get an alert calendar entry. See, I don't get anything like that.
You know, folks, speaking of calendar entries, we've got a really cool schedule now.
Yes, we do.
We're doing what? Upfront Soul starting at what time?
That's a good question. Hold on. I have a copy of the schedule right here.
Is that like 9? Is it on our
underneath
blog?
Underneath the roll of toilet paper. Yes, our blog is functional again. It's fantastic. It will.
Yes.
For a limited time only, see dealer for details not valid in all states. Void or prohibited. So you can go ahead and take a look at our blog, which is basically just go to www.chiampa.info.
But this Upfront Soul thing, man, it starts at 9:30.
Yes, 9:30 Central.
Central.
No, you're right, 9:30 Eastern, correct, because we end at 9. End at 9. Sorry, again, I told you, I'm doing the show tonight on NyQuil, DayQuil, and Pseudoephedrine. Or the fake right. Pseudoephedrine shit that you don't have to go to the counter for. So I
new
am.
Devices bring joy?
Let me tell you, there's lots of devices bringing joy right now. All right. So, yes, we end at 9 o'clock. So yes. Then this way out, which is a half hour. So, yes, so you are correct. We start at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. We do Upfront Soul, which is an excellent collection of soul and groovy.
And you know what?
Music.
It goes all the way till 5:30 in the morning. So, you know, if you're a cab driver,
six.
Or if you're an Uber driver or a Lyft
six.
Driver, stick this shit on. It's good. Yep. You'll listen to it. You'll love it.
You'll love it all the way till 6 in the morning, and then we'll get you going with your CPR news, which is always a day stale at the Chiampa Studios. And then we That's kick okay. in to your weekday rush hour. Yes, if you missed yesterday's news events, you can catch them first thing tomorrow morning.
Yes. That's the best. I mean, you're never going to be behind because you're always ahead.
Exactly. So, and then we start rush hour with Betty, and we love Betty. Betty, and we will have more personalities for Betty. We are working on them. I know Joe and I have been very busy with other things lately.
Extremely busy. Work has been busy.
Because, you know, we get paid, you know, in peanuts here, literally, and I have a peanut allergy, so it makes it all that much more difficult. And
for those people.
Yeah, I know, right? So, you know, we work for a living, but in the evenings we try to get some, so we'll have some more personalities, but we have a lot of good ones now, and we are constantly adding content though. So you might have heard the same Betty a couple of times in the past few weeks on Morning Rush Hour, but you're going to get new content. We get some new Nerd Monster Radio stuff. We have some new stuff out there, from... What's that one?
New Pop, World Notes.
New World Notes. Thank you. There's some New
Pop
World Notes.
Defect Radio.
Pop Defect Radio. Some good stuff.
Sunrise Ocean Bender has got some really nice chill music. Because sometimes early in the morning, you don't need like all of that crazy rambunctious stuff.
No, exactly.
You need something to slowly amp you up.
Yeah, exactly. So we give you all that. And then there's some other good, like some little commentaries in there. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, gets you thinking in the morning, get your brain, get your noodle going.
Get your noodle going.
And we do them in 15-minute segments. So it's good because it kind of keeps it. The purpose is it keeps your morning moving, kind of like a bowel movement. You just want to keep it going. Which this cheese pizza is going to do to me soon, because I've been on soup and amphetamines and everything else for the past 2 weeks.
To continue to listen, though, so we don't want you to just, like, get up and go.
Exactly. So yeah. So it's designed. So it gives you in 15-minute blocks, and it's going to give you something different. So if you're listening and you're like, ah, shit, I don't like this. Just wait 15 minutes. You'll get something new, and you get a Betty in between. And those.
If you happen to go to our schedule page on our blog, you're going to see the weekday rush hour, but you're not going to see a listing of all the programs that are inside the rush hour. The same thing goes true for the weekend, where we have a number of different programs and a new tech segment. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of like a randomization surprise.
Exactly.
Because we like to give you a fresh lineup of different programming. And we finally got our server randomized enough to where it won't play the same thing every point you go on. So
Yes.
Because sometimes
We fixed our issues.
Into the shower, and it would be number 9.
Number 9. I heard that on my way to work the other day, and if the cars next to me had their windows open, they would have thought I was crazy, because I was all of a sudden I'm just in the car and I'm driving. I'm like number 9 as I'm just driving through traffic, because you know that
because
was
a, why not?
Why not exactly? Because that was a track that just constantly played over and over again in the mornings. It was such, you could set your watch to it. And if you'd like to set something, you can call us at 813-327-8566. We'll help you set your watch, set your mind, set anything. And how else can they get in touch with us, Joe?
Well, they can Skype us at Cheyampa Radio, cheyampa.radio.
Fantastic.
And I'm not sure what happened now. I'm looking at radioforall.net, and it is up on my end. I'm able to go to programming and look at different things.
Oh, good. So they must have fixed their problem then.
It's possible.
That's good.
Although it seems slow. Ah, no.
Do you get a database error?
Ah, yes. We have a database denied.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, that's the failure, the fatal error. Execute is an unknown method.
Which is going to suck, because that's where iTunes picks up things from. So, da-di-da-di-da.
Chickens and buttholes.
Chickens and buttholes. However, we can work around these things.
Well, you know what? I'm sure they'll be up again soon.
Well, we hope so now. We haven't heard... We love their site, by the way, folks. Yes, they have wonderful programming that we use for our different content providers. And so, but their news is rather stale and outdated. So I hope that they're not just down.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Then we would have to. Some of our content I can find off of the A Infos, the Radio for All, but some content you can't find anywhere but there. So it kind of becomes a bit of a little bit of a. Yeah, a little crazy thing, but yeah, we'll deal with this issue later. We talk shop offline.
We love the new website design, and we hope you take a look. Again, it's blog.cheyampa.info.
Or just cheyampa.info.
Or just cheyampa.info. You can see previous episodes, which we will fill in the rest soon. And we provided some links to our previous episodes, our broadcast schedule. We link back to Soapbox Mama and High Times Magazine, which is a really good source for a lot of cool and interesting things. And I am going to take more responsibility and make some more posts, because that's what the blog is all about. Posts, 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 posts.
Posting. We want to post. We want to get everything out there and get our chickens all out there in the world.
You know, I have a post out there, feeling like your cannabis is letting you down. It's a really good story. Take a peek. Again, it's blog.cheyampa.info.
But how can my cannabis let me down? Hi, kitty.
Ah, is there a kitty in the background?
There's a kitty in the background, and I think you got some news for us, too.
I sure
you
do.
Want to?
And now for the news.
Yes, good evening, folks. This is Joe with your nose. Now, I'm going to pull up the copy because it's important that we do that. So. Maybe, Anthony, you can play some music for me.
Oh, I can give you some background music. Let me take a look at what your news story is.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Yes. Hold on. Let me give me just a few moments here, folks. I will
now just
find
imagine, folks.
Track.
Just imagine that you are on an airplane with say 100, 200 people, and you're in a confined space, and all of a sudden, out of the snack cart comes a little rodent. Well, Chinese airliner forced to land after rat found on board.
Wow.
The rodent was found shortly after the Lung air flight left the eastern city of Hangzhou for the southwestern resort city of Sichuan Banana. A rat found scuttling around the cabin forced a Chinese airliner to return to an airport shortly after takeoff on Friday morning.
Huh.
Yep. The rodent was found shortly after the Lung air flight left the eastern city of Hangzhou for the southwestern resort city of Sichuan Banana. And folks, I'm mispronouncing all of these.
Is that really Sichuan Banana?
I think so.
Sichuan Banana.
The airline, it has an official little microblog. It wasn't clear how the rat gained access to the plane because, you know, everything is super secure. Although...
Did the rat have a passport? Was it a fake passport?
The official news agency said it wasn't brought on board as a pet and it may have arrived with the meal service.
Ooh.
The inspection rat.
There you go.
Along with worrying passengers, rats can damage a plane's electrical and other systems.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, just imagine the plane's, like, chewing into the flight control computer.
That's definitely not something we want.
Or one of the, oh, I don't know, the fly-by-wire tail and airline system.
Definitely not something we want.
Holy shit, no.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So, I guess when the plane finally landed, it was fumigated and disinfected. But no word was given on the fate of the rat.
I think the rat's dead.
You know what? I think the rat just went right back into the meal service and probably escaped.
Maybe. Possibly.
Those little fuckers are smart.
No, they can be. So...
Now, this next one. This next one. You know, I don't know whether to give credit or a dunce hat to this guy. But a man breaks into New Mexico store. Uh-huh. Guess what, folks? Guess what he wants to do?
What?
Doesn't want to steal. He wants to pay for his cigarettes after hours when they're closed.
Oh.
Yes, by Alex Johnson from NBC News.
Uh-huh.
New York man is trying really, really, really hard to be a good guy when he smashed in the door of a convenience store for a pack of smokes, authorities said. The man, identified as Ellis C. Batista, 24,
Batista
of Las Cruces, went to a Bradley convenience store around 8:30 a.m. Sunday to buy cigarettes. But the store was closed, Las Cruces police said Tuesday.
Don't be closed.
Yeah, after pounding on the door several times to no avail, because, you know, somebody must be there. Yes. Batista kicked in the door's lower panel, chose a pack of Camels and left $6 on the counter.
Yeah, well, at least he left money behind, but it didn't sound like he paid for the window in the process.
Mm-hmm. He was probably intoxicated at the time. Damage to the door was estimated at $800. So,
if he had left like $808 behind, would he have been okay?
Probably.
You think?
I don't know. Well, a check? Credit card?
Don't accept checks.
Credit card?
Maybe, but he'd have to sign for it.
Well, I suppose.
Or maybe even like a note that says, "Hi, I broke into your store because I needed cigarettes. Here's my number and my address. Please contact me and I will, you know, I will pay for any damages. Here's $8 for the cigarettes. I'll pay for damages. Let me know."
You know what would have made this story even better?
What?
Is if it was a window installer that did this.
Ah, yes. And was it a window installer that did it?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
I see.
He's freed on $4,000 bond, though, waiting an initial court appearance on March 8th. on a single count of fourth degree breaking and entering, according to Dona Ana County records. So Stay tuned, folks. We may have more information.
Wow.
Got to say, though, he was kind of cute.
Got that, all that for a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, but he was kind of cute. He might make one of those, like, dumb criminal but hot calendars.
Probably. I didn't look at the picture, but that's okay.
So, you know, I don't understand people.
Well,
especially when it comes to Dr. Seuss books.
Well, we all know Dr. Seuss books are just crazy in themselves.
And this is a first ever Throwback Monday story, because this is from 2014.
Oh my goodness, Throwback Monday. Wait, what's a Throwback Monday? Hold on a moment.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
You know, Monday is like the start of the week, so throwing back to what had happened before. It's like the first day. Get it over with.
So now we are on the scene with Chip Skipper of the Throwback Monday. So is this Throwback Monday, is it harming people? How many people have been transported to the emergency room as a result of the Throwback Monday? I think I heard a woman vomiting in the background. Has anybody lost limbs? Who's going to pay for all of this carnage and damage to Throwback Monday? Chip Skipper, do you have any details on the scene? How many people are hurt?
I can't say anything right now. It's crazy around here.
It's crazy. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Throwback Monday. More breaking news for you later once we figure out what the hell it is.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
I love Dayquil.
A patron requested that the children's classic be banned, saying it encourages children to use violence against their fathers. The complaint asked that the library remove the book and issue an apology to fathers in the Greater Toronto Area, presumably because they were put at a greater risk of being hopped on. It also said the library should pay for damages resulting from the book.
Wait, there's damages from hopping? Hopping damages?
Well,
I'm not familiar with this book. Can you give us like a little review? Can we get a Chip Skipper review of Hop Pop from Dr. Seuss? Because I'm not familiar with this book.
In Hop on Pop, two children hop on their father, much to his dismay. Hop, Pop, we like to hop. We like to hop on top of Pop. Stop. You must not hop on Pop, Seuss wrote. The lesson at the end is that children shouldn't hop on their parents. A detail cited by the library's materials review committee as reason for keeping the book. The AE children are actually told not to hop on Pop, the committee said.
Okay, well, that makes sense then. These people are idiots.
So, you know, you get reactionary conservatives that go stupid. The library also wrote that the book is well loved and that it appeared on many best of children's book lists since its publication in 1963.
But I'm an angry person and I need to blame somebody and make somebody unhappy for my anger.
And you're going to blame Dr. Seuss. You are just a low, low, low human being.
Yes, very much so. With gas.
Ooh, God, so,
I got gas. I got a bubble right here.
Right?
I can work it out. Anyway, go on. Let's hop on Pop. Maybe Pop over here will pop.
Ooh, that would be nasty.
You know what I mean.
Fart. But anyways, the library also wrote, several Dr. Seuss books have been facing bans over the years, normally because of the political messages Seuss would weave into his stories. Green Eggs and Ham was banned in Maoist China from 1965 until Seuss's death in 1991 for its early portrayal of early Marxism. Seuss's book, The Lorax, came under fire in 1988 for its depiction of the logging industry as destroying the environment. A member of the National Wood Flooring Association wrote a counterbook called Truax, which
Hold on. I haven't used the sound effect nearly enough lately, and I'm just finding reasons for it right now.
We interrupt this program to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Okay, So,
Truax.
So the Lorax. So the and what gets me it is what was the National Wood Flooring Association is what
yes.
put out this book called Truax. That's just frightening.
Now, when you just type Truax, but you type Puck.
Yeah.
Yes, National Wood Flooring Association.
Wow.
You would never think of an organization to write a children's book by Terry Burkett. A warm day in June, way out on Oak Knoll, with my saw and my axe hung up on a pole. I was fixing a wheel in my board flipping packer when I glimpsed what I thought was a green crested quacker. I looked to the sky. That wasn't a bird. It looked like a green crested man. How absurd. He was drifting along, just riding the breeze, when below him he heard the clink of my keys. Mister, he yelled with a whiskey wheeze. I am guard bark, protector of trees. With one squinted eye, he sized up my clothes, my axe, my saw, and my steel-booted toes.
Wow. Okay. So I think, hold on, we will be posting a link to this on our Facebook page because it just needs to be done. But thank you. That was just exciting. Okay.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Wow. Okay. So what wound up happening?
Well, nothing. They just said, screw that. We're not banning the book.
But we found the book of Truax, which will eventually make it to our Facebook page.
Yes.
For strangeness. If you'd like to discuss the strangeness, you can call us at 813-327-8566. And we'll be happy to take your call. All right.
So I've posted something that I think would be wonderful for you to read. It's called Truax. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.chiampa.info. And the last story for the evening, folks. Do we have a suspicious?
Suspicious?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So you Illinoisians and Chicagoans, is your car due for an emissions test? Well, guess what? State ain't gonna remind you. Nope. Thousands of Chicagoans have been socked with tickets for expired license plate stickers ever since the state stopped mailing renewal licenses because they can't afford the postage.
Oh, Jesus.
And guess what? Illinois isn't mailing emissions reminders either. So the Illinois EPA temporarily suspended test notifications in December due to the ongoing state budget impasse.
So why don't they just suspend testing?
Right. So testing begins when a car is 4 years old and then every 2 years thereafter. Certain autos, and I didn't know this, diesel and electric powered, are exempt regardless of age.
Yes.
Can't diesels, like, pollute even if... What's so special about a diesel?
I don't know. I don't know if they pollute less, which may be the case, or if they've just been paid off more.
Hmm. So, the Secretary of State's office has an online tool to check a stuck car status. So, apparently, you can go online and get this. And you know what? If you got a cell phone, you probably should. But, you know, it's just one more thing that it would be nice to get that notice. It's like, I always got my car tested right away as soon as I got the notice.
Well.
And for some reason, my copying...
Some people forget, you know.
Stopped.
And, you know, well, yeah. But, you know, some people forget, and they forget to do the testing thing. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't know when to test. I hardly remember when to renew my damn license plates.
Yeah, but then they hit you with these fees.
Oh, of course. Of course.
So, you know, if no text appears when you click in your VIN number, and you've got to look at that on your lace and your window shield from the outside, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, just put your VIN number in. You'll find out.
Pop in your VIN number. You'll find out if you need to test.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your news for the evening.
Thanks.
From this end.
Wonderful. All right. Hold on. Let me find something fun to bring us out with. All right. There we go. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. You can Skype us at chiampa.radio, chiampa.radio, R-A-D-I-O. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at facebook.chiampa.info or check out our blog at just chiampa.info. Our blog will have the latest in all of our Chip Skipper, in all of our scheduled programming. Just say no lady died. God damn, finally, both the fucking Reagans are dead. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave a voicemail. We'll play your message on a future cast. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 7.5 minutes.
You are tuned into Chiampa Weed Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Hello, my name is Roger, the mechanical facilities coordinator for the Chiampa Radio Studios. I recently came back from Kenya, where I had to endure the smell of big cat poop all day. Yay for me though, it was a complete experience I'll never forget when one cat licked my circuit, Sarah. What did I just say? Wow, that is really fucking with me. I need to get even somehow. Do you know how? Give us a call at 813-327-8566, and after Betty tries to impress you with her voice, leave us a voicemail letting me, Roger, know how I can get even with Betty.
Betty here, lots of laughs at this loser.
She makes my life a living hell, leaving that vegan crap all over the floor in the mess. That bitch breaks into my studio time too.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom production. Of course.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Hello everybody, this is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashbacks.
John, you clown. Come here, you.
You're early.
Yeah, well,
this
I was...
This is yours.
Yeah, it is.
6,000 STE? You're kidding.
What do you mean?
My dad? A Pontiac 6,000?
That's high-tech stuff.
The fuel-injected V6, right?
Yeah.
Four-wheel disc brakes?
Yeah,
it's got everything.
Listen, come here. I know you've been hitting the books pretty hard. So, let's go for a ride.
All right.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires, and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry, too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it brighter, clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
The coffee is excellent, really.
You're listening in on a hidden microphone at Chicago's world-famous Cricket's Restaurant. Tonight, along with a complimentary meal, we're secretly replacing the fresh-brewed coffee usually served here with Folgers Crystals. Will it be rich enough for our special guests?
It has a nice, rich coffee flavor.
It's Folgers Crystals.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. This can't be instant coffee. 10 being the highest, I rate it as 10.
Mountain-grown Folgers Crystals. Coffee rich enough to be served in America's finest restaurants.
When it comes to thinking of new ways to crash test cars, no one goes farther than Volvo. Volvo, a car you can believe in.
This is Tom Roy with radio news from Wavefarms WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. Free Speech Radio News, a show that included freelance audio journalism from around the world, will air its final show Friday, September 27th. The show ends because of financial struggle. Quote, our major funder Pacifica has not been able to pay us, and its past due balance to Free Speech Radio News is about $198,000, the show's board of directors said in a letter printed at newsroom.free103.9.org. Quote, our production currently costs about $36,000 per month. Until recently, your dollars supplemented a $25,000 per month contract from our major donor, the Pacifica Foundation. But our current contract is for just $10,000 per month, which is not enough to sustain daily production at its current level. Free Speech Radio News emerged in January 2000, according to Wikipedia, as freelance reporters from the former Pacifica Network News engaged in a strike over censorship by Pacifica's then executive director and board. The strike ended in March 2002 when the board was replaced, and Free Speech Radio News since then has received major financial support from Pacifica. The New York Times recently reported that Pacifica is not just behind on its payments to Free Speech Radio News, it also owes more than $2 million in broadcast fees to Democracy Now! Read that full story at newsroom.free103.9.org. Matthew Lazar in RadioSurvivor.com reports that Federal Communications Commissioner Ajit Pai spoke at the National Association of Broadcasters radio show on Friday, September 20th. He talked about AM radio, quote, revitalization, unquote, a topic that the New York Times explored with him earlier this month. Pai had three ideas to stabilize the AM band. He wants to repeal the FCC's ratchet rule, which Radio Survivor says is basically a suite of regulations designed to rein in AM's tendency to bounce off the ionosphere at night, resulting in all kinds of annoying interference, unquote. Those rules currently limit reception of many AM stations after dark. He also wants to make it easier for AM stations to obtain and use FM translators, which the FCC allowed AM signals to rebroadcast on in 2009. This may prove difficult, though, with the new low-power FM radio stations that are now in an application process. And his third proposal is to continue testing digital AM radio. Quote, we should allow for tests of synchronous transmission systems. We should be open to tests involving changes to nighttime power levels, and we should encourage other innovative ideas, too. To be clear, I don't believe that we at the FCC should take our inspiration from Cole Porter and say anything goes, but I do think we should have a very open mind, unquote. Pai noted that the FCC plans to release a draft order seeking public input on these ideas. You can read that full story at radiosurvivor.com from Matthew Lazar. Paul Rimsmandale in RadioSurvivor.com also reports that the FCC will hold a webinar about low-power FM on October 3rd from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time at fcc.gov/live. It'll be a video web stream at fcc.gov/live of the next low-power FM webinar where the members of the FCC will help folks who are interested in applying for a low-power FM station in the window they were going to allow October 15th to 29th. You can read more about that at RadioSurvivor.com. I'm Tom Rue, reporting on Radio News for Wavefarms WGXC.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
So yeah, Mrs. Nancy Reagan.
Wow.
Died.
Just say no.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't care about that as much as I do care about looking at these AM radio transistor kits.
Are you getting into AM radio now?
You know, why not?
But what's on it? Is there anything on AM radio?
You know, when I listen to AM radio, if I ever had one in the house somewhere, all that sounds like is...
Yeah, just like that.
But it doesn't sound that clear, though.
No, well, yeah, that was a sound effect.
It usually sounds like...
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Because there's so much interference.
That is how it goes. That's exactly how it goes.
So, it's like, eh.
Eh.
You know, there's got to be those. There must be. I think a lot of car radios probably have a better AM radio experience these days because they have so many filters designed to make the experience sound better.
Yeah, mine doesn't even pick them up. That's how good it is. I can't get AM, and I can barely get FM on my radio, but that's fine. I usually use my MP3 player with it or my phone. Usually it's my phone now. I mean, everything is all in one as it is, so yeah, it just goes in the goes in the phone, Bluetooth it, and everything's all good.
Mm. Well, you know what? That's okay. And if you've got some experience with any of these things that we've been talking about tonight, give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566.
And even if you don't have experience in it, you can still call us anyway. Maybe we can be your guiding light
to something more desirable in your life.
Something
or
deeper and more meaningful.
Yep. Maybe you need to find some.
We're here. We're here to support you.
Yes, you know, especially for those of you in between shifts right now, because it is 7:11 p.m. In between shifts, getting ready to head off to that nighttime shift.
Off to the nighttime shift.
Yep. Need a little encouragement to get you through the night.
Ooh, if I could just fart right now, baby, I'd feel good.
And do you know some good pizza places? I know of a good pizza place here in Chicago.
I know of a lot of good pizza places in Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's Pepino's.
Pepino's. Hey, Pepino's, we give you a good pie today.
Yes. But folks, continue to stay tuned to us because we've got some good news coming out of you at Florida.
Oh, yeah. We got some good Florida news coming up in about 8 minutes here. So we're going to jibber jabber about other shit, though, in the interim. You know, but we are open to taking your call and talking to you about anything. We will discuss anything.
Yeah.
And you don't have to censor yourself because, you know, we are internet radio. Clearly, if you've listened to us before, you understand that censorship does not exist here. 813-327-8566. You'll get us on. We'll chat about something. But
so did you have a topic you wanted to broach?
No, not really. I'm up on Dayquil right now, and the world is shades of glorious acetaminophen, phenophyglocklin colors.
You've got periwinkle puce.
Oh my god!
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't know how they say that shit's supposed to help you make it through the day because you just turn into like this mental zombie. I am functional and really stimulated, but unmotivated, and everything seems so squishy. Because when I take that shit, and as I'm experiencing right now as we speak with it, I take the Dayquil, and it's just like, it puts me in this headspace where I feel like everything could be like squishy. Like this could be foam and this could be a foam squishy thing. And I really don't understand it. I realize that it's not it and everything doesn't look that way, but it's like I have this filter on my head. My perception of the world as I see it, this filter that just kind of like makes everything fuzzy and squishy.
Yes. I know that feeling very well, but right now it's a good feeling.
Oh, no, totally. And then after this broadcast, I'm going to pop myself some NyQuil, and I'm going to go pass out in bed, put some Star Trek Next Generation reruns up on the broadcast, and I'll be out like a light before 11 o'clock.
Now, at what point should one take a NyQuil? what time is it too early to take a NyQuil?
I always take my NyQuils. I plan to be tired within 30 minutes of taking a NyQuil. So, like, tonight, because I have to shower before I go to bed, so I don't have to do it in the morning, I'll take a NyQuil, jump in the shower, a nice, warm, relaxing shower, and then by the time I get out of the shower and get dried off, and then I'll start to be sleepy at that point. And then I'll get to bed, and hopefully I'll pass out and not wake up throughout the night. Because that's the other problem I hate about being sick, is the shit is that you can get... If you get yourself to sleep, that's one thing. But staying asleep is a whole different complex project. And it's like I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I woke up at 3:30 in the morning, and I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's just like you're either hot, you're sweaty, you're freezing, you're just uncomfortable, and you just feel like crap, and you're just like, Jesus, I just want to sleep. Why can't I just sleep? But I had no NyQuil last night. I made sure to go out and get some today. So I have the NyQuil DayQuil combination 1-2 punch thing going on.
Ooh, 1-2 punch and you is out and you
1-2 punch. I feel like George Foreman, the 1-2 punch. I still got a George Foreman grill. Can you believe that?
Do you have one of those things still?
I still have. Wow. I have the giant George Foreman, the one where you can cook like 6 Indonesians on. It's wonderful.
I recently got my made as seen on TV, made in China, Taiwan. Pancake maker.
Is it the flippy one? The pancake flippy thing? Oh, there you go.
Because for some reason, somehow it got burnt out of control.
Oh, your old one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because we got you one before, didn't we? You got one. Yeah,
that one burnt out of control.
Oh, did it?
Somebody tried to make something in it.
Oh, so it wasn't you. You didn't. Somebody tried.
Yeah, it was one of my roommates at the time.
Oh man, that's such a shame. So the pancake flippy panty thing. There you go.
Yeah, you know, it's like you don't want to eat off of chipping burnt Teflon.
No, you don't. You don't. You really don't.
It's pretty disgusting.
It causes autism, like vaccinations.
Ew, that's gross.
I know, right?
That's really gross. I don't know why people do that.
Get autism?
I
don't think it's necessarily a choice.
I think
it just kind of happens. Eat the Teflon thing?
Yeah, I thought you said something about vaccination.
Oh, the vaccination thing. Well, yeah, I was just tying that in with the whole Teflon autism.
Yeah.
I figure I'd just kind of throw it all together. You know, we'll throw some aluminum and Alzheimer's in there later on in the broadcast. It'll be absolutely awesome. So, you know.
Aluminum hats. I think I want one now.
You want an aluminum hat? Yeah. Don't wear an aluminum hat in a thunderstorm. Because you become the perfect conductor.
That's wisdom.
That's smart. It's smart. Just don't wear an aluminum hat. Don't wear any metal hat in a rainstorm. It's highly recommended. We would not suggest doing that. That would give you quite a jolt.
Yes.
Exactly. Just like eating solid food after a few days, it was just soup and toast.
Did that give your system a jolt?
Oh my God! I think I feel the pizza moving through my stomach. It's kind of it's actually kind of unsettling in a way. Because, you know, you kind of like, it's like, oh, wow, I feel it moving. I'm like, ooh. I'm like.
Mm. It's like warp.
Yeah, warp. It's like the gurgling. It's like I'll sit here. Yeah. I'm like, I've got gurgles in the tummy. I'm like, damn, you soup and toast. So, first solid meal in a few days. So, we'll see how this goes. So far, I haven't had to run out of the studio yet. So, I think we're doing good here. So. But anyway, that's...
Guess what I got.
What do you have there? You have a phone, it looks like.
I have a new device, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, for which our topic of our show is named after. So tell us in your 1 minute and 35 seconds about your new device.
We have on the TiMo network a new BlackBerry Priv, which just came out. It is the phone that has the physical keyboard.
I see. There is something nice about physical keyboards.
Yes, this keyboard is small, so it did take a little bit of use to.
It is a bit tiny.
But now that I'm used to it, it's fast. And the system itself works on Android. So you have your Play Store. It's like an Android. It's an Android phone.
So it is. Okay.
It really is.
Well, that's cool. Good for them. Good for BlackBerry. You know, yeah. I mean, it's good to see them back out in the business because they were having some struggling issues for a while.
And let me tell you something. The camera quality on it is excellent. It's a beautiful device.
It is. And at first, when you sent me a picture of the Thompson Center from inside, I thought that's what the phone looked like. I thought you were sending me a picture of the phone. I think it was the wording. It was the wording in your message. It was the wording in your message that I read it. And I knew you were sending me a photo taken by the phone. But if you took it literally, I'm like, oh, look, the phone looks like. That's why I said, oh, wow, it looks like the Thompson Center. But again, wow. I've been kind of high on NyQuil all day. So, you know, or DayQuil or whatever quill and some type of decongestant type of thing. And in 3 seconds,
you've got some news, don't you, Anthony?
I sure do.
Why don't you tell us about this news?
All right. So we're going to start our Florida news here. If you want to join in at any time, give us a call, 813-327-8566. All right. So our first story starts with a story from WPTV Channel 5, West Palm Beach, Florida, of a woman who thought she found a unique hiding spot. At 11 a.m., a Felsmere officer conducted a search of a suspect's home on North Magnolia Street looking for Tiffany Renee Johns, who was wanted for violating the conditions of her felony drug offender probation. Tiffany Johns was previously convicted of possession of hydromorphine, possession of cocaine, possession of under 20 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Yay, Tiffany Renee Johns.
Exactly. You go, girl. Wait. Here's your trophy. Hold on. No, is that the, no, that's not the trophy. No. There you go. There's a trophy. Okay.
Trophy for you.
There you go. So anyway, so the officer's search of the home found her hiding on the floor next to her bed under a blanket. Didn't we have a story a few months ago with that trailer that seemed to like defy space, and the woman was found hiding under a blanket? You know, with all the knives and guns in her house?
Yeah.
Yeah. See? The Floridians are hiding under blankets now. Blankets are not a safe place to hide under if you're trying to evade the police. She was arrested without incident. What was that, Betty?
Blanket power.
Blanket power, exactly. She was arrested without incident and transported to the Indian River County Jail. All right.
Craziness.
Craziness. All right. So, you know, when you're high and you go into 7-Eleven sometimes, you look at that donut case and you go, I can just eat you all right here. Donuts. So anyway, well, someone kind of actually did. Our next story involves one of our most favorite sugary baked treats and comes from FloridaToday.com, a division of USA Today, which, by the way, have horrible editors. 42-year-old Eugene Wendell Holmes had quite the patriotic adventure the other night. According to police reports...
Roger, stop sniffing my donut hole.
Yes, Roger, don't sniff Betty's donut hole. According to police reports, Holmes walked into a 7-Eleven store on Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, opened up the donut case, took out a pastry, and began to munch on it without paying. When the clerk protested Holmes' behavior, he argued with the clerk and then took yet another pastry and began to eat it. The clerk, obviously fed up with Holmes' disregard for pastry etiquette, reached for her. Reached for her phone and started to call 911 for help. In response, Holmes pulled out an ice pick and told the clerk she would get stabbed if she didn't pass over the phone. The clerk complied. After enjoying his sugary snacks, Holmes walked outside, turned back, and spit in the clerk's face who had followed him to the door. Wow. The Melbourne police were called to the 7-Eleven store to investigate reports of a possible pastry heist. The clerk told officers that police arrived and found Holmes within minutes with an ice pick in his right pocket. This site is horrible with their editors. He was charged with robbery with a deadly weapon, battery, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, theft, and tamponing with a witness. Holmes was being held... How was he tampering with a witness? Who the fuck was the witness? Holmes was being held on $106,000 bond at a Brevard County Jail complex in Sharps.
Damn.
Know your donut etiquette, folks. That's very important. So he walks into a 7-Eleven, and he stuffs his face with donuts. And he threatens the clerk with an ice pick over donuts. I know, right?
Dun, 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 dun. Or no, that's the wrong movie. Oh.
What was the ice pick? Well, the ice pick one was Bates Motel.
Yes. Creepy, creepy movie.
It's a creepy movie, but I don't know what the soundtrack for it was. And I don't have it handy. And my fingers are too lazy to go to create a new tab
Bad
right
thought.
Now. That does suck. All right. So.
Bad thought.
Bad flop.
Bad cock.
Bad cock. Betty, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, I don't know. She's stuck in a loop.
Betty is in a loop sometimes. But that's what Betty does.
Mm.
All right. So. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Betty's getting crazy on us. All right. So, if there's one thing you could learn from our crazy Florida news, is that you should never leave behind personal property after you rob a store, especially property that can be tied to you. Our next story comes from newspress.com, which is also part of the USA Today network. Who would have thought so much shitty journalism could spread across so many websites? According to a Lee County Sheriff's Office report, Gary Latouche, 22, entered a Love's Travel Shop in North Fort Myers on February 21st and browsed a bit before walking to the counter to make a purchase. Gary handed the cashier $5 for his purchase, and as he was receiving his change, Gary demanded more money from the cashier. Bitch, give me more. When the cashier refused, Gary reached over the counter and took the money from the register. Exactly. While Gary was inside the gas station, robbing it blind, a deputy arrived outside, but was unaware of what was happening. Trophy alert. Gary told Lee County deputy that someone inside needed help as he was fleeing the store with his ill-gotten gains. By the time the deputy went into the store and learned a robbery had occurred, Gary had fled. Luckily, in today's day and age of technology, video surveillance showed that Gary dropped his cell phone from his right pocket as he was fleeing the store. A search recovered the phone, and Gary was determined to be the phone's owner. Gary is being held in the Lee County Jail on $50,000 bond. Well, at least it's not as much as Donut Man.
Mm-hmm.
God, who would have thought that just going gaga over donuts would cause such an issue?
Well, it's that Twinkie defense.
The Twinkie
Remember,
defense.
That whole extra, like, donut sugar, it's like, it's some kind of rush, and then it brings you into this depression we don't have anymore.
Huh. I wonder how I can use that to my advantage. All right. Anywho,
to be a nice.
So if you're gonna rob pastries, don't leave behind your damn cell phone, people. Jesus
yeah.
Christ, learn that from Florida already. All right, and we got the General Lee going in here. Tonight's final crazy Florida news story comes from the Sun Sentinel, and as you can tell from the music, it's a live one tonight with number 9. According to police reports, two Coconut Creek police officers who were on burglary patrol say they spotted Kevin Tyler Joseph and another man passing something between them at about 3 a.m. Monday morning. The officers parked their unmarked patrol car across the 300 block of Sunshine Drive, turned on the flashing lights, and approached the pair while identifying themselves as police, according to the arrest report filed in the case. The unidentified man got in a pickup truck and drove away. And Kevin got into a 2015 black Honda Civic and sped towards the officers, who jumped out of the way before the Honda struck their patrol car. A backup officer in the area followed the speeding Honda as it ran stop signs and red lights all along Coconut Creek Parkway. The marked patrol car with lights and sirens activated gave up the chase when it reached the Glades Road exit of Interstate 95 in Boca Raton.
Is anybody eating donuts?
Donuts are always involved. Other law enforcement agencies were alerted, and a Martin County Sheriff's
Detectives
deputy...
Detectives say 20-year-old Kevin Tyler Joseph apologized for leading...
Oh my goodness. It's live. News coming to live. No more Dayquil. It's all gotten fuzzy. I don't know what's going on. Oh, Jesus, save me. Other law enforcement agencies were alerted, and a Martin County Sheriff's deputy saw the Honda flying by at more than 100 miles an hour northbound on I-95 at about 3:30 in the morning. Kevin refused to stop, probably because he was surprised he got up to 100 miles an hour. So the deputy maneuvered his patrol car close enough to force Kevin to pull over, according to detectives. As soon as he had stopped, Kevin got out of the Honda, dropped to the ground, and put his hands behind his back and apologized. Please, Lord, forgive me for being a stupid idiot. Don't arrest me. Too late for that, buddy. You've gone past the line. Kevin blamed the designer drug Flocka for his dangerous behavior.
Flocka,
make you waka waka. Investigators say they found three baggies containing Flocka inside the Honda. Ooh, I think I'm going to sneeze.
Flocka in the Honda. So, this Flocka shit, is it like a speed or is it a zombie drug or what does it make you do?
Well, hold on.
What does Flocka make you do?
Hold on.
Flocka.
Hold on.
No, we don't want to know about pastry etiquette. Flocka. It's a street drug.
All right, hold on. All right, so as he was handcuffed, he told deputies he was having chest pain, so he was taken to the hospital as a precaution. Once he was medically cleared, he was booked in the Martin County Jail before being transferred to Broward County on Tuesday. Kevin is facing charges in Martin and Broward counties that include fleeing and eluding, knowingly driving with a suspended driver's license, aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, drug possession, leaving the scene of a crash with damage, and fleeing and eluding, according to court records. And tonight, he wins the biggest trophy of them all. His bond was set at $115,000 in Martin County and $100,000 in Broward County for a grand total of $2,115.
Wow, yes, that's a lot of money.
I know, he is the winner of tonight.
He's the winner of the hot trophy of that award.
Oh, goodness, yes. All right, so what is Flocka? It is also called bath salts. So Flocka is apparently a new street name for bath salts.
You mean the things that I like to put in my bath water and I jump into it and I relax?
No, it's PVP. I think Benny told us about it a while ago, and I actually still had a sound file that she explained PVP on, but I deleted it the other day because I didn't think I needed it anymore. And now I do because I do Florida news. So I should obviously do Flocka.
Well, I'm looking up Flocka on Twitter, and I'm telling you, there is nothing understandable about what's going on with Flocka.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like it's all unintelligible hashtags. It seems like Flocka is chaos.
Flocka is chaos.
Well, it's like Flocka, low Sunday, April 21st, 2013, Historia. What's that mean? Or somebody else wrote...
Ooh. ...can cause a condition called excited delirium that involves hyperstimulation, paranoia, and hallucinations. 3PVP has been reported to be the cause, or a significant contributory cause, of death in suicides and overdoses caused by combinations of drugs.
There we go.
For 5-6-7 PVP has also been linked to at least one death where it was combined with pentadrone.
All right.
And caused heart failure.
So anyway, so Flocka is APVP, or gravel, or bath salts, and it is a chemically related to... It's just nasty shit. How's that?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I sneeze you so much. I sneeze you, go home.
Oh,
I think the Dayquil is wearing off. So. So, yep. $215,000 in bail. He is definitely the winner of the trophy this evening.
Well, and you know what, dude? If you're listening to this broadcast, this is about as high as you're going to be able to get for a long time.
Yep.
And when you get out...
When you get out, who knows?
Don't do no Flocka.
Flocka makes you waka.
That shit makes you stupid.
I don't get it either. But it's a popular thing, and it's very popular here in Florida. And these people act like zombies when they're on it. Because you see them. You see them now. It's scary. Because you see them when you're driving down the street sometimes. You see them walking to the bus stop. You just see them kind of hanging out at the gas stations. Like when you go to the gas station. And they have this fucking crazy ass zombie look in their eyes. They really do. These people look fucking nuts. Yeah. They look dead. Exactly. They literally look like zombies. So, and that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anibus. You are tuned to Shambler Radio. Want to be a part of this weird-ass and definitely unique on-air experience? Give me, Betty, a call at the studio. Let's talk. 813-327-8566. Or Skype the studios at shamba.radio. If Roger answers, hang up immediately. I will deal with him. Anyway, also visit us at facebook.shamba.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. And now, back to you, Anthony.
God, I think I just shit myself. Thanks, Betty. Stay tuned. And remember, hiding under a blanket does not work, folks. We have to take
especially
care of some...
Especially if you just shit yourself.
Especially if you just shit yourself. So take care. We got about 3 minutes or so of business to take care of. And then we'll be back for our last run, our run into the evening.
Our Joe Wisdom run.
Our Joe Wisdom run. All right, folks, hang tight.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine. Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine. Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine. Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine. Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine. Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine. Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine. Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Yes, yes, yes. I forgot to turn off track repeat. Isn't that great? All right, folks, we got a caller, so let's go ahead and pick them up.
No.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. I think we have Ezel.
Yeah, this is Ezel McAdoo. I hear on air.
Hey, Ezel, how you doing tonight?
Oh, not too good.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Oh, man, I tell you, this world is full of dumbasses, man. I'm gonna give the dumbass award to the fire department today.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling you from the library because I ain't got a computer no more.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, you know what? I was having this party, and, you know, I got these candles, and they're big-ass candles, and so we're partying, and the candles got out of hand, you know?
Mm.
And so my house started on fire.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, that sucker was really going through. The goddamn curtains were burning and shit. I couldn't put it out. We tried throwing water on it and all kinds of other shit. So I call the fire department. I call them. I says, come quick. My house is on fire. And the guy on the other end, the fireman on the other end, says, how do we get to your house? And I said to him, hey, you dumb motherfucker, bring that big red truck. That's how you get to my fucking house. And you know, that guy hung up on me, and the goddamn house burned down.
Oh, man.
It never came, man. So what I got to tell you is, hold on a second.
All right.
Somebody's at the, I'm living in a cardboard box now over in fucking Trump Towers for a while. Okay.
There you go.
But anyway, if you come by, if anybody in Chicago, if you come by Trump Tower, you see that big box that says GE refrigerator. That's my house. Just poke your head in and drop a few coins in there and help a guy out that had burned his house down.
Yeah,
right?
Most definitely, he's out. Yeah, that's terrible to hear, but.
And be careful with them candles, man. I tell you, that shit could be dangerous, man. You know, especially when you put it on a paper plate. They tell me to put it on a plate, and I only had paper plates, so I put it on a goddamn paper plate.
Well, yeah, so they should have more. You should sue, Ezel. You should sue.
I got to get me a good lawyer.
You
got
to find a good lawyer. You got to go over to LaSalle Street.
No, I'm going to get that Kardashian dude that got that OJ off, that lawyer, that Kardashian lawyer.
Oh,
is he still around?
I think so, maybe. I can't. What was his, Joe, do you remember his name?
Oh, God.
The whole OJ. Anyway, yeah, you need to get him.
He was a Kardashian. Was he one of them Kardashian dudes?
I think he might have been related to them somehow. I think you are absolutely correct.
Yeah, he had a big ass, like,
no, not Kato Kaelin. It wasn't Kato Kaelin. Kato Kaelin's a bad actor.
Right.
Was it Johnny Cochran?
No, I was that white dude, man, with the bubble butt. Did like his daughter, the Kardashians, you know. All right, I got to go. Somebody's here. Oh, hold on. Somebody's knocking at the door.
Okay.
I think I got people already coming to give me some money. All right, I'll talk to you later, boys.
All right. Well, Robert Shapiro. Go hire Robert Shapiro.
Yeah, I'm going to get here. I'm going to go sue them goddamn candlemen.
You got it. Go get yourself some millions and some coke and strippers.
And some free money, man.
Free money.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right. All right. Talk to you later, Ezel.
That was good.
Ezel's in a cardboard box under Trump Tower.
Wow. Well, you know, he's still got phone service, though. It's amazing what you can do in these days.
It is amazing.
Devices bring joy.
Or something. Mine brought gas because I ordered pizza with mine.
So, guess what? Joe Wisdom, he sent over a card.
All right. So what do we got for Joe Wisdom?
Well, let's take a listen. All right, hold on. We're gonna make sure we get the levels right.
Hello there. Joe Wisdom here. It's always better to be armed with the truth than be backed up by a bunch of lies and misguided hopes for a life and being that is not compatible anymore with the world at large. To that end, justice must prevail, especially at the presidential level. Come primary day, Illinoisans must stand up for themselves and choose the candidate that most reflects their beliefs and understandings about the world around them. I urge you to consider the alternatives. You have a candidate where nothing changes, or you have a candidate where, worse, we become what we were back in the days of tyranny and mass murders. Many of you will choose nothing changes, and that's just sad. Joe Wisdom was not paid or endorsed by any candidate in making this wisdom-filled political commentary.
Oh. Oh, my.
how I've been loving you these past few days. Your soft shells and meat filled with all sorts of goodies like cheese, tomatoes, onions, rice, sour cream, and then slathering in some of my favorite sauce. But which do you choose?
I choose the green.
Or red? I tend to like the green. I like a sauce that's more savory. I've tried mixing the two once, and it just resulted in a ring of fire effect later that I choose not to repeat again. Now with these delicious tacos, munch, munch, oh, wow, I totally forgot to tell you, these are steak. So delicious. Yes, Joe Wisdom here. Tacos are wonderful, and you should eat them often. Make sure your ingredients are fresh, and use a food pyramid if you have to for the right proportional ingredients. Or hell, just mash them in as best you can.
There you go.
And make sure you have the sauce.
We love tacos.
Hi, Joe Wisdom here. Glad you're keeping it tuned to Shyampa Radio, where it's 420 somewhere. Keep it tuned 24 hours with great programming, and be sure to listen in on the weekends for the new Joe's Tech segment, starting at noon Eastern till 6 p.m. Eastern. Listen.shyampa.info.
Restart. 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 Please restart. 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 Hello, folks. You should make a habit of restarting your machines, your devices, anything really. Anything that's running constantly, that is. Well, this is where a machine might just be like a human. It's running all the time, trying to stay constantly organized, constantly keeping up with user demands, even doing things it probably isn't rated to do. Your machine, just like your body, well, our machine needs that moment to clear itself, and restarting does this.
Those lovely things.
Now, will this mean things you have open in your 50-tab browser?
Yes, you delicate idiot.
Well, Word or Excel, you should start saving right now. If you're using Google Drive or OneDrive or some other kind of cloud storage, make sure you're setting your autosave. Maybe everything said is untitled for the name, but that's okay. At least there's an autosave.
Untitled 2. Untitled 3. Untitled
you should really 4. Take this time to learn the way things operate before you just go and create.
You've been listening to another fine rendition of Joe Wisdom's. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studio at 813-327-8566. Betty is waiting for you.
That message is brought to you by the IT Workers of America.
Listen.shyampa.info live every Monday night for Joe and Anthony and more Joe Wisdoms.
There we go.
All right.
Well, that was a nice little selection there. Tacos. That probably had to be my favorite.
We all like tacos. Who doesn't like tacos?
Yeah, I love I love tacos. Tacos are good.
Tacos, pizza, Thai food, Indian food, Ethiopian food.
Now, here's the thing I wanted to ask you. Food, And folks, now we're into our audio technical session of the program.
I don't quite like British food, though. Do you like British food? I don't quite like British food too much.
Well, it's okay. To me, I don't know what British food is, to be honest. The closest thing I would know is which is Irish food, which would be like bangers and mash.
Irish food can be good. British food, I'm trying to think if there actually is a restaurant in Chicago that serves British food. That's a good question. Isn't very popular in the States, though.
No.
I think it's a little bland from what I've had. But it was made for me by someone from Britain, so they could have also just been a bad cook.
Was it meat?
Mm-hmm. It was like some type of a pot roast stew type of thing. But it was very bland.
Like a potluck pie?
Maybe. Something. Yeah.
British restaurants in Chicago. I found pastry etiquette. So, you know, I posted these things to our Facebook because our listeners do want to know what the hell is pastry etiquette.
So we have there is pastry etiquette out
yes.
there.
Yes.
So what is pastry etiquette?
Pastry etiquette is like how you pick your fork and what kind of pastries require what kind of implement.
They don't cover donuts, do they?
I found three restaurants, but they're pubs.
Oh.
They're restaurant pubs.
Well, you might get some British food experience there.
Owen and Injun.
Okay.
Pub Royale.
Okay.
And the Red Lion Pub.
Ah.
With the Red Lion Pub garnishing the most, well, the highest rating with the kind of a low count. Owen and Injun, 103. I would trust that, actually. I would trust that you would have a decent experience at Owen and Injun. Analytics, folks. I have been delving into analytics. And let me tell you something. I can tell you now, like, where, for my restaurant, for instance, where a majority of people are,
nice.
Who they are, what they are, what they do. And it's interesting.
Is it? Is it the analytics? You find a good amount of data for your analytics?
Yes, I do. Sorry, I banged into the microphone.
Ooh, that could be painful.
I'm just full of crazy audio oddities.
That's what happens sometimes, though. Sometimes we just get full of the crazy audio oddities, and things just kind of happen.
So, there are other places, if you're still interested in more British restaurants.
British food places?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's
the Pleasant House Bakery.
I see.
River Roast. Oh, now see, this is not a pub.
Mm.
It has bars. But it's New American spin on British food.
So it's British American fusion.
Yeah. Ooh, the Commons Club.
Ooh, that sounds kind of kinky.
British and American grub served all day in red accented modern digs with a social club feel.
See, what we need to do, we need to make Ezel, like, a restaurant reviewer of the station, and then he can go hang out at these places instead of hanging out living in Trump Tower. Just saying. I don't know if they give you free food or not. I thought they give... Do they not give reviewers free food? So, like, if someone came in from, like, ABC Action News 7 over there at your restaurant,
I'm a reviewer.
Do I know? Would you give them a free meal if they said they were from the news trying to review your restaurant?
It's hard to say. Because, like, when the... when one of the channel's news team comes in,
mm-hmm.
you know, I give them a discount, but I don't give them a free meal. I'll give them free things.
Well, they're just eating there, though, just to eat. They're not, like, doing a review type
Mm-mm.
of thing. That,
no.
You know, well, maybe we can get Ezel fed on a regular basis, you know? send him some credentials, and he can go out and to the great wild yonder, and, you know.
You know, that begs the question, folks, would he be taken serious with the logo that we use?
That is a good question, but you know what? does it really matter? Journalism is alive and well in America. And
speaking of journalism.
Know. Yes, yes. What about
journalism? I've watched the entire season of the new House of Cards, and let me tell you, it's something else.
I've yet to get to the third season. Seriously, I've yet to get to the third season. I don't know if I just don't like watching it because I feel that there's a ridiculous level of truth to it all that I just don't want to deal with it. You know what I mean?
I understand. Yeah, I understand. But if you can manage to get through it, though, the third season is a little dry.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I'm not sure where they knew where they were going with it. I don't think they understood where they were going with it. But now the fourth season, and there is going to be a fifth season. The fourth season is just amazing. It's well done acting. It's professional.
So, I mean, he's president, though. That was his goal. So right. I guess that's where I'm kind of like, how do you expand further and further off of
well,
this?
Well, now he goes into re-election.
Yeah.
And he's now, like, all of the little things that he's done, now everything is starting to unravel.
Oh, well, at least shit starts to unravel. That's a good thing.
Well, but now he's using his same tricks and his same, you know, ways of being to evade.
Yeah.
So.
I guess maybe that's kind of where I got with it. That's kind of where it got me, where I'm like, he's doing the same shit over and over again. And it's, I'm like, no. And maybe I just thought it became a little too predictable. Maybe that was it.
Mm.
With the scheming and everything. It's like, I get it, but I'm like, you cannot not understand that this dude is a total flim-flam artist with all this shit. So, but, you know, I mean, it's all good. I mean, I'm sure at some time and point I may pick it back up again. But, yeah, for now, it's just kind of, it's just been on the back burner for a while. I have been watching, I've watched Togetherness on HBO. That's,
is that kind of like, is it on available on HBO Go?
Yes. That's what we watch it off of. 'Cause we don't have cable. So you can watch it off HBO Go. Togetherness. We've been getting into that. That's done by the same people that did Transparent.
Oh.
The Duplass Brothers, whatever you want to call them.
Is it another transgendered series?
No, it's not a transgendered series. It's more like a modern day version of 30 something.
I never watched 30 something.
I never did either, but if my understanding of the embodiment of 30 something is what this show portrays. Here. Let me do a quick search on 30 something. We got like maybe 20 seconds until we start hitting the wrap, so you know.
So, folks, we hope you've enjoyed our wonderful show.
Yes, yes, most definitely. I couldn't find a good synopsis for 30-something, so...
So, we've got a lot of fun things tonight. Joe Wisdom was out there. And some crazy-ass news, I tell you.
Always some crazy-ass Florida news.
You know, I never search for news this much before, but it just lands in our laps.
It really does. It's quite frightening. It is quite frightening when you think about it. And you know, it's Florida. it truly is Florida. So,
well, good night, Florida. Good night, Chicago.
Good night, Florida. Yes, exactly.
Tune into us.
We won't be back next Monday.
My
in-laws are in town, so I won't be available. We will have to skip you for a week. Maybe I'll load all the tracks in, and we'll play those in rotation next week as another we'll do a spring break. We'll call it the Joe and Anthony spring break.
Yeah, we'll be on spring break.
We'll be on spring break next week. So, anywho.
It was fun.
It was fun. Thanks for tuning in. Again, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Remember, hiding under a blanket is not the answer. Have a good night. A good 2 weeks, and stay tuned for This Way Out.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech. by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.